This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's spring.
Yes.
Are you glad?
Yes, I am.
What are your takes on what are your takes on spring?
What does it mean to you? Well, I think it's wonderful, you know. Cooler weather. I mean, it's not cold, but, you know, it's usually, you know, the flowers start blooming and the grass starts turning green again. And, you know, and of course, Easter, you know what I mean? I mean, just, you know, just a symbolism of new beginnings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this way, you know, you just look around you. Now the trees are blooming now. It's just awesome, you know?
Speaking of Easter, did you know that my name, Unscrambled, spells Easter?
Yes.
I think that's pretty cool.
It is cool.
What does yours spell, Unscrambled?
I don't know. Takashi? Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
How about cots? Cots? You know, that you sleep on? A cot?
Yes.
With plural. You love to sleep, so that figures.
Well, honey.
And mine is about resurrection, beginning again. I'm all about sleep. Seems like I like to start over and over and over and redo things and help people with redo their life. Anyway, I'm glad it's spring.
I am too.
Because, again, like you said, it represents a newness, new beginnings, and warmer weather for us. Thanks for yawning. All right. The topic for today is what, honey?
It is simplify, simplify. Oh, please simplify.
Yeah.
If you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe it's time to let some things go.
Like spring cleaning? Hello?
Yeah. Especially if your time with God is suffering because of it.
That's right.
Well, we hope with some of the past experiences that we have, and we hope that, you know, they help. Mm-hmm. They hope in some way that they help.
Because it's all about springing forward, spring cleaning.
And to see what, you know, as far as letting things go.
Too busy.
A great example of that is Martha and Mary in Luke 10. 38 through 42, you know, it's a great example of one of them was so busy, she couldn't see that the Lord of Lords was right there in her house. Mm-hmm. And the other girl, her sister, was sitting at Jesus' feet.
Yep.
So it says, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Mm-hmm. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she had been preparing.
Mm-hmm.
She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to come and help me.
Yeah.
But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details.
Mm-hmm.
There is only one thing worth being concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Mary has discovered it. And it will not be taken away from her.
What was it that she discovered?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Spending time with him.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Right there. And that's what we were saying in the intro to this. Especially if you're too busy, especially if it's your time with God is suffering, what's got to go? Something's got to go. Something's got to give. And why not start now? Spring clean your life and get it to where, you know, God is not getting crowded out.
Yeah.
No, get rid of the clutter. Let God back in his rightful place. Or maybe for the first time, put him there.
You know, it's kind of like spending time with God in the morning, you know, before you leave for the day or whatever. I mean, Martha was so preoccupied with what she was doing, trying to do all the works.
Make everything perfect.
Yeah, that she didn't have time to spend time with Jesus.
That's right. He was right there.
That's how she thought she was pleasing him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Mary took the time to listen to Jesus before she went on with her day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so it really is a great example of, man, just simplify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your day should start with Jesus.
We know not everybody can do that.
Right.
It's difficult.
Well, everyone can say a prayer on the way to work.
Yeah. But that richness
With that richness of spending time with him, some of you may do it in the
That's
evening.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of them, you may do it on your lunch break. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, you know, but simplify. Mm-hmm. And so he will soothe you and speak to you throughout the day. And it'll help in all areas of your life.
Well, it's amazing when we put him first like that, you could look at your schedule in the, if you can do it in the morning, look at your schedule, maybe at night, what it's going to look like the next day and go, whoa. But put him first. Put him first at the top of that schedule. And you'll be amazed that favor that will come, you know, into that situation the next day or that day. You could go, hey, so-and-so canceled. I got an opening here now at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or, oh, that really wasn't supposed to happen until next week. I got my schedule all confused. You'd be surprised how he can work all that out when we've just put him at the beginning.
That's right.
It's amazing how that works. And also, too, he'll lengthen that day for you. You can get more done than what you could have before that, and he'll redeem that time.
Yeah,
he will. Even if it's 15 minutes, just give that first part, that first fruit of the day to him, and see how he can blow that up. And make it to where you've all of a sudden gotten so much done in a normal day.
Mm-hmm.
You look back at that and go, only by the grace of God could I have gotten all that done.
Yeah.
No way. He'll honor that.
He will.
Give you new ideas, ways to handle the busy day.
Yeah, maybe you have a long drive to work in the mornings. You know, you can turn on praise and worship music. You know,
maybe
you
can some people we know riding the train.
Yeah. Yeah, you can read while you're on the train, you know. You can listen to praise and worship music. Or maybe you just turn the radio off and just commune with God on the way to work.
You know, something we love to do is we put worship songs on our phone.
Uh-huh.
And I like the videos because the videos have a lot of them have nature scenes, and they have the lyrics. And some just have the lyrics. But I can listen to that in my headphones and say, let's say I was in a public place or on a train or in a car or whatever. And pay attention, though, if you're driving. Let's go back to the train scenario.
Yeah.
And you just, not only are you listening, but you're looking at those images.
Yeah.
And then the words are there, too. You can get into a time of worship with those videos.
Yeah, true.
That has just really enhanced my time with the Lord. And we play those in a lot of meetings and in our mentoring situations. And just to get us grounded. And my mind just goes everywhere. So if I see those images or the words, you know, that it helps ground me. Again, because I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
And takes me there. I can zone out, you know, in a good way.
Yeah. You know, and the great thing about Martha and Mary, I mean, they were the sisters of Lazarus, mm-hmm. you know, who, mm-hmm. you know, Jesus raised from the dead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just look at that and... You look at Lazarus. I mean, you know, here he is raised from the dead, okay? And Martha and Mary still had two totally different perspectives on how to spend time with God, you know? I mean, Martha, you know, was all into the works. Mary was into listening, you know what I mean?
And he was in their house.
Yeah.
And he's in our houses too, but they had him physically.
Yeah. And so, you know... It's just one of those things where so many times we get engulfed in the way we've been raised or just the world itself, and we just think that this is how we honor God, you know. But really, if you read the words, you know, the Word, you know, the Bible, Jesus just wants you to spend some time with him. Because he's spending all day with you every second.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants your undivided attention.
Right.
Just for a little bit, you know, no matter what time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, you know what, Lord, man, I give it all to you.
Yeah. Right, and as my walk with the Lord continues to grow, and we want to say we're going to give you. We hope our suggestions help. Here's what I do: I let go of any. I may have a lesson I'm going to be teaching, or somebody that's coming over I'm going to mentor. I let put all that aside because this is just between me and God, and I don't get out anything anybody else said except for the Word. And I use my New King James Version.
Yep.
That doesn't have any sidebars or footnotes. Honey, help me out. Sidebars or footnotes. So I'm not influenced by a commentary or another person's perspective. And I have my journal.
Yeah.
And now I have my phone. So also if I see a word that I'm not sure what the Greek version was, or which is the New Testament, or the, you know, the Hebrew, which is the old, I'll just Google that while I'm in the Word.
Yeah.
After I've played a worship song or two. And that's it. And I've set the atmosphere, you know, for the Holy Spirit to just move in the room. And that excites him because the Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yeah.
And so I set that atmosphere with the songs and just me and the Word. And then I'll open the Word and I'll start reading. It depends on where, like with the resurrection and Easter coming up, I'm gonna start reading those passages into those books. And God will just, certain scriptures will pop out at me. And then I journal them.
Yeah.
And, man, it's just such a rich time, especially when I've set the atmosphere for just he and I. You know, like you have a candlelight dinner for someone that you love.
Yeah.
And you dim the lights, light the candles, have some soft music playing. I kind of look at it like that. I'm setting the atmosphere for my beloved, the love of my life, the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you are in the flesh. And he just shows up.
Yeah.
And get to the Word. And then I journal the things that he and I have shared, what he's shown me, what things have been brought to my mind. And I am so ready for the day.
Yeah.
I am so ready for the day. And I'll just thank him and pray for him and pray with him and put that aside. And now I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah. In a better frame of mind. And when we deal with the people, when we deal with people in the world, like you're in the retail business and we mentor people and ministry, man, I got to have something to give away.
That's right.
And if I can fill up on his love, then I'm going to have something genuine to give to other people. Because you know what? Y'all really, they really don't want to be around me unless I've been with the Lord. Right, honey?
Right.
What? But that's what we wanted. That's my suggestion. What would you like to say?
Sometimes I get extremely overwhelmed. And I just don't know. I just don't know how to let things go. You know, and so when I do spend time with God, you know, he kind of lays the foundation for me and goes, okay, listen, you know, spend time with me and I'll direct your steps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe you need to put this off till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so you can concentrate on this today. Mm-hmm. And so he'll kind of reason things out with me.
Yes.
And I know that's only the Lord that can do that because
mm-hmm.
in my flesh, man, I want to get it all done right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it gets so overwhelming, you can get sick.
Yes.
You know? And you can get discouraged and so you know that's just one of those deals where anyone in their job place can feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you know we really encourage you to spend time with Jesus and let him soothe you. You know, let him simplify your problems.
It'll change
your life. Yeah, it will.
Mm-hmm. It will, and he'll become more and more real to you.
He will.
And he'll show you how to simplify. And you'll get real protective of that time with him.
Yeah.
Because you got to have it.
That's right. Like, you know,
it's got to be simple. It's got to be simple.
And maybe, you know, you're having a hard time simplifying things because you don't know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've heard of him. You've gone to church. But you've never really had that personal, deep relationship to allow him to simplify your life. Well, if that's the case, you know, and you've never known Jesus, or maybe you have, and you've walked away and realizing you never gave your heart to him, we ask you to give your heart to Jesus today. Let him simplify your life by giving your life to him and giving your heart to him. So if you would please pray this prayer. And know that you're saved, and the Lord of Lords and King of Kings wants to simplify your life.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you right now, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Lord, I need to simplify my life. Lord, I need you first in my life in order to do that.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we'd love for you to let us know at info@livingitup.org.
Yeah.
And if you have any comments or prayer requests, we thank you for those as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to give a shout out to everyone in the world. I mean, our ministry is growing. So
that's has nothing to do with anything we've done.
Oh no. And you know, and we thank you, you know, and we thank you for your love for the Lord and wanting to just know him more every day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm sorry, I was looking at something. That's it. And we hope that we've said something to help you simplify. And that'll give you more ways to start living it up.
Well, beginning again.